It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Some Colorado school districts are preparing to open for in-person learning next month. Governor Jared Polis says it's important that the state doesn't interrupt education or sacrifice a child's future just because of the pandemic. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Some educators have said they don't feel safe going back to work in person and are pushing for remote learning only. Polis says he doesn't think that approach is sustainable and says teachers will have to make decisions just like a lot of other workers.
It's, you know, really hard for people who work in restaurants and retail trying to decide, is it worth risking my health or risking my job? It's hard for people across society. And of course, that means it's hard for educators. It's hard for teachers. It's a difficult decision to make.
Polis told CPR's Colorado Matters that school districts do need to be prepared to temporarily go online as needed. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Law students in Colorado have new protocols for the upcoming bar exam. That's the response from the state Supreme Court to demands from some students to cancel the test. CPR's Paolo Shalsita has more.
Law students will be able to transfer their applications for the July exam to the February test date and apply to be eligible for limited supervised practice. Dana Steiner, a recent graduate of CU Law, says the changes aren't enough.
It didn't appear that the court or the Office of Attorney Admissions had actually taken time to consider our requests and our grievances because it came out so quickly.
Recent grads have been advocating for diploma privilege, which would cancel the need for a bar exam. I'm Paolo Shalsita, CPR News.
Colorado has released figures from its first month of legalized sports betting. Wagers in May totaled more than $25 million. The Colorado Department of Revenue says it will bring more than $96,000 in tax revenue to the state. That's despite casinos being closed because of the pandemic. Officials say six operators collected online bets in May. Casinos started to reopen last month with health restrictions in place to try to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Not much change in the status of a wildfire near Evergreen, the Elephant Butte fire, forced the evacuation of some 1,000 households last night. That hasn't changed this morning. Firefighters are back to work today, with temperatures just a little cooler along the Front Range and in the foothills. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.